For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here is your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Here I am. Shut that guy up. Shut that guy up and get him out of here. Folks, this is David Lord from A&A Vacuum, and I am here with my brother.
Well.
Come here.
Hi.
Tony Lord is with me.
My reputation precedes me, ladies and gentlemen.
How was your Christmas, Charlie?
It was fine, and
you survived?
You know, we love the family get-together on Christmas Eve afternoon, but what I really liked was Christmas Day. It was just Marguerite and me quietly watching old movies on TV.
Hey, that is good.
And, you know, because everybody else was off doing their thing, and we'd all had our get-together, you know, the day
before.
Well,
you know, Christmas is such a wonderful time filled with lots and lots of stress.
Yeah, it's true.
Leading up. And it's mainly because, you know, you got all, you know, look, there's going to be at least seven because of the kids, and then you got grandkids, and then sometimes we have some other people too. My sister Tony, her grandkids, her daughter, and really a wonderful time. But the build up to it can just be a lot. And for my wife, who plans everything, you know, when I got married to her, her mother told me a story. She said, you know, one time when she was in about the fifth grade, we were going on a big trip, several stops along the way, and unbeknownst to them, Katie Bug, she had written all the details of where they were going, how long they were going to stop, what they were going to do, and she said her mom said she was furious the entire trip because they would do things that were different than exactly the way she had planned them. And that's kind of what happens with us. She has everything down, all details and everything, and it just gets to be stressful. And then, of course, you know, you marry a jerk like me who makes fun of everything, and it doesn't do well. So,
well, you know, you can get carried away with detail planning. I'm sort of a planner also. But then my wife is the other extreme of that. And if you have any doubts, come to our house and I'll show you the cupboard where all the cans and boxes are all just mixed together.
Just anywhere, yes.
And you just have to stand there and go through stuff to find
I'm liking her. See, I see nothing wrong with that. But so, you know, you get a little testy with each other.
And Marguerite, if you're hearing this.
Yes, please ignore
it. I'm just teasing.
But, you know, you get a little testy and then, you know, a couple of things that we know for sure. If my wife and I raise a finger or our voice to each other, usually it's Riley comes barking. She'll come in between us and bark at both of us till we walk away. Well, one night, maybe about 2 days before Christmas Eve, I'm sitting with my granddaughter, and my wife and I had just had a little testy moment. You know, a good Christian Christmas testy moment filled with stress. Well, we did the right thing, and we decided to just go our separate way. So I went up, and I was sitting with my granddaughter, and she was showing me one of her little computer games, and it was easy enough for me to actually follow along, so I'm paying attention. And as she's trying to explain it to me, well, you know, my wife, I do smart aleck things to really, you know, gig people, and I said, because I can't lay it down. Well, what she does is she walks around the house and she goes, so my granddaughter's trying to tell me about this game, and my wife would walk by, and then she would come out of that room and walk by the other way, and doggone it, I can't believe that man did that. And my granddaughter, Luna, she's just going along telling me about the game, but all of a sudden, she stopped. She said, well, and Gaga, what you do is you do this, and then you go, and then stop saying stupid words. She was getting mad at Grandma. And she looked at me and she said, Gaga, I am sorry. Grandma Kay was being rude. Now, Just that was exactly the way I felt inside. That do that smirk again? Yes, I did that.
Yes.
But I made no noise.
I'm just sad that our listeners can't see your facial expression.
Yes.
Well,
his gesticulations as he's explaining.
I will just tell you that this is the first time I've mentioned this story because, and I've been holding on to it because I wanted to tell it.
Save it for a special occasion.
But I had to be far away from my Katie bug in order to do it because I don't want to experience the wrath.
Well, you're going to no doubt be eating out alone tonight.
I think so. But that is a true story. Tony, tell people quickly who we are and what in the heck we do.
Yeah, that would
and
be.
And why we're even on the radio.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's not simply to tell little Christmas anecdotes. We are a family business. We are A&A Vacuum. This is the Talking Dirty Show. We've been in the floor care business since 1954 and three generations. If I sound a bit hoarse, I've been sick for like 2 weeks.
Yes, since 1954.
About 1954, talk about anticlimactic. And you know what? We sell vacuum cleaners. But we also deal in, well, we deal in upright vacuum cleaners, canister vacuum cleaners, backpacks, robots. We deal in air purifiers, carpet shampooers, and steam vacs. In addition to selling vacuums, we also do a lot of repairing of vacuum cleaners. We will not just repair your vacuum, but we give a free estimate. That's the word I'm trying to get coming out of my mouth. I've been sick and I've been uneloquent for about 3 weeks now.
I was going to say, those words are struggling to pour out.
He's down to like just only three-syllable
yes,
words.
Yes, indeed.
Now.
My reading is going way down.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Tony and three-syllable words, you said that in the same sentence?
Look, folks, we got two locations. Our store in West Mobile is about a block west of University Boulevard on Cottage Hill Road. Give us a call out there at 251-661-3549. My store, where I'm hardly speaking well, is in Fairhope. We're on Highway 98, about three-quarters of a mile south of Thomas Hospital. We are right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed, and we are right, of course, right next to about the last remaining Radio Shack in existence. Give me a call out there at 928-9286. We're not just the kings of clean. In the vacuum business.
The queens as well.
The queens as well. No, we got the biggest arms. We give the competition all the harm, but you don't have to worry about us customers because we got all the charm. I've been saving that one for weeks.
Well, and one other thing I want to add
to
our listeners. If you happen to have extra cough drops, stop by Tony's store and share.
You will get a free gift, I can promise you.
Okay.
In addition to that, some acclamations, which I'm about to give some to Mr. and Mrs. Thomas. Janet Thomas came out a few days ago and did so specifically from listening to the show. And real quick, I want to say thank you so much. They bought a Recar Prima, the FSN, the full-size nozzle, which is a...
That's a Service Plus.
That is a Service
vacuum.
Plus
yes.
Warranty. So they got...
No, I'm incorrect, Tom.
Oh, that is an Infinity vacuum.
Yes.
So they get a lot more goodies with that. So it is one of the finest canister vacuums in the business, capable of doing both carpet and bare floor, lots of free service that comes with it. And they did that specifically by listening to this this radio show.
That's right. They had mentioned that when they came in.
Mm-hmm.
And for that Infinity, they get all their repairs free, free tune-ups, free filter replacements as long as the warranty is, and free carpet shampoo or rental. So they have a fine product, and we sure do appreciate it.
We offer that to everybody out there, so you need to stay tuned. We've got some other Service Plus warranty items to talk about new. So you got to return to us in the second part of the Talking Dirty Show. We'll see you.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, guys, we're back. And Tony's getting some coffee. He's going to be ready to go.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I was starting to sound like a Disney enemy or something like that.
Hello, everyone.
Gollum. It's Gollum.
Gollum.
Again, you're listening to Talking Dirty. This is A&A Vacuum Art. We got two locations. Let me give the phone numbers in West Mobile. It is 661-3549. In Fairhope, it is 928-9286. We're open 8 to 5 during the week, 8 to 4 on Saturday. But most importantly, please check out our webpage. Mm-hmm. It is aavacuum.net. And our webpage is totally unique. You know, you can buy a vacuum anywhere. You can, or a floor care product. You can go online and find a website, and it'll show you a picture and tell you some things about the vacuums. And they'll probably even have a bunch of reviews that are most likely made up.
Yes.
Easy to do. But on our site, you see the product, you can click on it, there's a short video, and when I say short, it's a minute or less,
yes,
so that you can get an idea of what it looks like, sounds like, how it cleans, that kind of stuff. So it is truly unique to us, but what we wanted was to get everyone an idea of what our store is like, and that there is something so much nicer about going into a store than just pressing a button when you're looking at a two-dimensional product,
yes,
and having it shipped to you at some point in time in the future. You get to get your hands on, try them yourself, and compare to anything else. And then most importantly, we beat Amazon every time. Bring your smartphone in, take a picture, check it out in the store. If you don't want to do that, we do it with our iPads in the store,
yes,
right there with you. And speaking of the smartphone, I want to give a big shout out. You know, I've mentioned this before. You know, sometimes we talk about millennials and you know, we can almost get angry with them or make fun of them for staring so much at the phone. I can tell you, in high school, one of the things I had to do to my incredibly brilliant daughter, and that's easy to say because I only had one daughter, but that's why, because she was perfect.
Your favorite daughter.
Yes, no, without question. But I would say probably her sophomore year, I would take her phone from her at a time that I thought was necessary, because you get so worked up. People have such access to you that she's literally up all night. Now, oh, yeah, this was a girl that was already brilliant, but then a hard worker, hard studier. So she was a great student. It's just there was no – I wanted her to settle down. There's got to be an end to the day. And, the looks I would get – I don't even want to repeat what I believe the words were that she was saying with her eyes.
Or at least thinking.
Yeah. Thinking, for sure.
They were one syllable words.
But I will
sure
say, the greatest thing I ever heard was years later, she said, you know, that was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Well, you know, everything in life should be in balance.
Well, you know that I do believe that now that I've had my life.
It will not hurt your child if you limit their time on their device.
Well, you're exactly right. But having said that, it was never a fun incident to go in there and take the phone away at night. But having said that, let me also say, millennials, you guys are smart. You save your money. You shop carefully. You understand this computer stuff very well. Now, I believe we have kids coming out of the womb understanding the computer and smartphone very well. But either way, I think you guys are the future. And I'm going to give a big shout out to our buddy Andrew Norris, our number one listener of our radio show. Now, this guy is in the neighborhood of 30 years old, listens to our show every week. In fact, He even takes the flack from my own daughter and all their friends that, you goober, you listen to a vacuum show on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But he is dedicated. He loves us, and he should. His girlfriend, Lauren Schenber, is my daughter's very good friend. And so, you know what? She said, it's going to be his birthday. Could you mention him? And I said, are you kidding? I'm going to call him personally, and I'm going to sing happy birthday to him. Now, I'm telling you, I wouldn't call that a gift.
You could have done that during the show.
Well, you know, I will. Oh, no, no, no. Y'all won't let me. Okay. But I did. I did sing happy birthday to him. He took it very well, and he picked up his gift, which was a Lamberger starter kit. Now, this is a great product for air purification and just to make your house smell fantastic. It literally destroys all bad odors. And you only have to use it 20 minutes a day. It's one of the greatest little cheap products. But he got the kit, to the starter kit, which is about $49.95, and then got a nice extra bottle of fragrance just because he is our number one fan. So, Andrew Norris, I truly appreciate it. He did not make fun of my height, and I told him to tell everybody I'm a lot taller in person than the 5'7" that I sound.
You know, I think in light of that, this has just inspired me. We need to have a little monthly sweepstakes for all millennials out there. If you really
I like that.
And try to impress us, we can have a Millennial of the Month sweepstakes going on where we sing happy birthday to you, and even you might just get a Lamberger bottle.
Even if it's not your birthday.
If it's not, we'll sing you anything.
Okay,
but
Tony.
You know, mentioning the Lamberger, that whenever you're looking for, you know, a reasonably priced but nice gift for somebody, regardless of the occasion, they need to come by A&A Vacuum Art, either location, and say, show me the Lamberger.
Yes, and let me just explain a little bit about this product. It's spelled, and we kid around about
Lamborghini.
Pretty close.
That's a car.
It looks like Lampy Burger.
Yeah, Lampy Burger.
So just type in Lampy Burger, and you'll get an idea of what this is.
And French. Need to learn phonetics.
They don't know nothing about
Boo Francis.
They didn't get learned real good.
Mercy Boker. Mercy Boker.
Yeah. Or the Overs.
But this product, when the salesman came in to talk to me about it the first time, you know, he just mentioned how great the fragrances were, and he already had me. I mean, I was going to buy it because you mentioned good smelling in a vacuum cleaner store, and that's already a winner. The rest, I really did not believe, which was it destroys bad odors, and it doesn't cover them up. It totally gets rid of them, and I thought, yeah, sure. Let me tell you, every ounce of that is true. It's one of the best products for making the air, and cheap to make the air in your home wonderful. And look, when you got my situation where you had a bunch of kids and then a bunch of pets, my biggest concern is I don't want people to walk in and go, woo, he's got some dogs. I want them to walk in, and it's his. And my daughter did this not that long ago. She goes, "Oh, it always smells so good when I come here." And you know, when you're a dad, that's exactly what you want to hear. And this product, whether it's a gift or it's for yourself, and treat yourself to a little gift like this. I'll go ahead and give you the sale pitch right now. The kit is the it's the bottle, the wick, everything you need to start using it today. It's normally $49.95, and if you come on down now, it will be $39.95. Or if you want to get $49.95 and get an extra bottle, which is about $22, a big bottle of fragrance to go with it.
500 milliliters.
There we go. That's right. And then you can get all of it for $49.95.
Wait a minute. You said wick. Is this a lantern?
Yes. Here's the way this works, and I'll describe it as well as I can. You fill the bottle about a quarter of the way. Mm-hmm. The wick soaks it up. This wick is totally unique to Lamberger. There is no other wick that would work because their fragrance isn't really an oil. It's an alcohol base. So okay. It's totally unique for them, and no one else has that patent. You let it soak it up. You light. It's a ceramic stone mm-hmm. that the wick is attached to, and you light it, and you let it the flame go for 2 minutes.
Yes.
You blow the flame out, mm-hmm. but it's still burning, even though there's no flame. You can literally put your hand 2 inches above it
and feel the heat.
Smolder, yes. And so you put a crown over it, and you let that burn for 20 minutes, no longer. That's all you need to do a day. That's it. And then you cap it off. It's done, and it is that wonderful. And it'll go all day. The next day, you can do it again.
Make your whole house smell nice.
Oh, it's just wonderful. Guys, this is David and Tony Lord talking dirty, A&A Vacuum. We're going to be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tony Lord. I'm fooling you. David Lord, my brother, is to my right, and across the way is Charlie Moss moderating. And this is the Talking Dirty Show. We've got two locations you need to come visit. One in Mobile. It's 5301 Cottage Hill Road. Give us a call out there at 661-35.
You kind of don't sound like Tony.
No, I'm fooling everybody. I'm really the redheaded stepchild. Sorry. It's just been imprisoned in a dust-filled attic. But no, over across the bay, you'll see Tony at 19551 Greeno Road. Give us a call out there at 928-9286. You need to look on our website at aavacuum.net. AAVACUUM.net. We've got some new things coming out in addition to our normal product lineup and a lot of little minute and a half tutorial videos. And if you don't get enough of us on the radio, don't forget on Comcast 6, we've got our show from Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So you need to check us out on that medium as well.
And yes. That is DVRable, so if you want to watch it in the middle of the night like the other
Why would you even miss it?
You know, I'm liking the way y'all
DVR,
are talking.
DVR, that's a millennial thing.
I got y'all trained good. All right. In the past, if you've listened to this show before, we have some unique products, obviously different than the rest of the industry. It's not the machines that are different from the rest of the industry. You know, a lot of people know we carry all the big name brands you have heard of or have seen on TV, the Dysons and the Sharks and the Dirt Devils and Hoovers and Eurekas yes. and the old standbys that you can go anywhere. My goodness, you can go to a grocery store and buy a Hoover vacuum if you want. They're everywhere. And then there's other elite products like a Rainbow or a Kirby or Ricard vacuums made in the USA mm-hmm. or Miele vacuums engineered, German engineered, Simplicity vacuums made in the USA, Oreck vacuums. We carry those names, but then we put something on them that no one else in the country does. And we have probably two categories, and we've talked about them many times before. One is the Service Plus vacuums, and then the other is the Infinity vacuums. And Service Plus vacuums, what we wanted to do was take a top-of-the-line machine and put together with it a service package included in the price. Now, not included for $100 or $200 more than you would see on Amazon. I'm talking about for the same price or less than Amazon, we have the product and we have the package, the service package yes. that would go along with it. So you might buy a 4-year Service Plus warranty vacuum, which means it has a 4-year warranty. Again, not a warranty that you mail off to some place in Timbuktu, a warranty that you walk into our store and it's handled. You don't need to state your case. You don't need to show the receipt. You don't need to hold out your hand and have blood drawn from you. We've already got it. We got it handled. But we also wanted you to be able to come in once each year, drop it off, and we do everything. We clean it top to bottom. It's disinfected. It's deodorized. We've serviced everything. Filters changed so that nothing that you have to think about. And each one of those is equivalent to about $75 each time we do it. So it's a big money saver. And then what you come away understanding and knowing is that you don't have to. Okay, hang on. Charlie is the president is calling him right now. Tell him we'll call him right back.
Yeah, hey, Donald, we'll have to talk later.
Yes, later. It'll be huge. Huge. So we did that, and then a step further, we got Infinity vacuums, which are, they can be all kinds of things. It can be for churches, schools, cleaning people, or people that just want their vacuum running at peak performance at all times. And we focused on a lot of that for the past 2 years.
Yes.
This year, Ricar, and I'm going to spell them for people that have not heard of them, RICCAR. They are made in St. James, Missouri. My dad took them on almost 40 years ago.
Yes.
And they make a fine number of products. When you look at TV and you see the Dyson infomercials or the Shark infomercials, or the newest one is the Bissell Crossway infomercials, while you're looking at them, either go to our website, aavacuum.net, or look up Ricar, R-I-C-C-A-R, and you will get an idea of how they compare to the machines you see on TV. Well, years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when Dad took on the Ricar vacuums were made to do, obviously, homes of 40 years ago, which most homes were wall-to-wall carpet. And who knows, some of them still had the big, thick Brady Bunch shag that we all remember, that you had to get a shag, a rake for. Yes,
yeah.
Which, by the way, I still carry those rakes in my store.
Now, those were soft on your feet. I got to give a little credit.
They were. They could have picked better colors, but were soft.
They were groovy back then.
Talk about a dirt catcher.
Exactly. Today's homes are different. And how they differ is, obviously, they have been made differently and better, but the flooring is different. Almost everyone now is going to the bare surface, whether it's wood or tile or brick, and they're going with area rugs. As a matter of fact, I'd say almost all people are saying, I want to get into my home with nothing but a bare surface and no rugs at all.
Part of that is with this advent of allergy reduction and things like that, because carpet just tends to hold, as Charlie was saying, so much of that filth, dust mites, things like that. It's not in the air. It's in the fabric.
Well, and in the process of making homes with almost all bare floors, it's kind of changed the way people are having to look at vacuums again, because you know, you've got really two normal types that we think of. There is an upright vacuum that you push in front of you, and then there are the canister vacuums that you do push an instrument in front of you, but most of it is behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're like me, the upright vacuum works well for me. I move faster probably than I should throughout the house. Vacuuming is my job, by the way.
And you're used to it.
And I've grown up using it.
Yeah.
A canister does not work well for me. It runs into things, I trip over it, and I get very angry and start throwing things around, and you can't do that. But if you're a home full of 80% or more bare floor, the canister was almost the only choice you had to do bare floor Well, and then especially if you had bare floor and area rugs. Well, Ricard went about changing that, and they admitted that the uprights, a lot of the uprights that they had been making for the last 30 years or so, they weren't as good on bare floor as they should have been. So they came out with a new line. It's called the Ricard R25 series. But here's what I love that they did. It is the industry's first smart vac for today's homes. It literally senses everything for you. It makes the chore of vacuuming no longer a chore. Everything is handled for you, literally, from the moment you take the wand out to stretch. You know, usually a vacuum, an upright vacuum with a onboard hose and attachments, you pull the hose out and then the vacuum falls over every time. And it literally drives people crazy, which is why they decided to go to a canister where they could use the attachments a little easier.
That's it.
Well, in this R25 series, that's what they've done. You can pull the hose out or the wand out. You've got 15 feet of reach. If you pull on the hose, the vacuum doesn't fall over. There are swivel wheels. It has 360-degree cleaning. You can maneuver around with this thing. It'll stay in one spot and swivel all the way around. Very, very easy to maneuver and makes it very convenient to use. It senses everything for you, from the height of your floors or carpet. So you cut it on and guide it.
Mm-hmm.
The vacuum senses everything for you. So what it does is it's going to adjust automatically for your tile floors, for your wood floors, for if you decided to get Frigé carpet, which is almost like a shag. It's thicker and fuller than the shag was. It's just not quite as tall as the shag is. Very soft carpet.
Yes.
Most vacuums won't push through it. But all of these will, whether it's an area rug or if you actually have one room or two rooms of wall-to-wall carpet, it will automatically make the adjustments. Edge cleaning is phenomenal. When you run into a room and it was your office, you know, and this happens in my little office all the time, paper clips may fall. This machine actually can differentiate between dirt that the motor can handle and debris that the motor should not be handling that could tear it up. You know, our number one repair in the business is somebody picks up something hard dog food, Lego piece, and it destroys the inner parts of the motor, the impeller, the fan creating your suction. Well, if you were to do that with this machine, it would never hurt it. The debris that the motor can't handle would go through the motor and you'd be fine. And the debris that it can't handle, it would separate it and keep you from hurting it.
That's it.
So just well done. The filtration on it is absolute pure HEPA filtration, starting with the bag, which is a total top-loading machine. They've made the most convenient HEPA filter bag change that you could ever find.
In fact, they actually pilfered that from the old Electrolux, which is an easy drop-in bag.
Yes.
Unlike others. I think, succinctly put, what these upright machines represent are those of you out there that have bare floor that just are anathema to canisters. These uprights are the machines to go to for cleaning that bare floor.
Yes. All right. We're going to be right back in just a few minutes. I'm going to continue talking about the R25 when we get back. But right now, you are listening to Talking Dirty with David and Tony. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tony Lord again interrupting, but I do have David to my right and Charlie Moss across the way.
You have a news bulletin or what?
And now for the weather, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Talking Dirty Show, as a matter of fact. We've got two locations you need to come visit. One in West Mobile on Cottage Hill Road, about a block and a half west of University. Give us a call at 661-3549. Over in Fairhope, we are on Highway 98, about three-quarters of a mile south of Thomas Hospital, next to the Movement Center and Radio Shack. I'm at 928-9286. We are open, ladies and gentlemen, from Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and even on Saturday from 8 to 4, even during football season. You need to check out our website. This is doubly important right now because we're making a transition with our website, putting some new products out.
Yes.
We've been talking about. It's aavacuum.net, aavacuum.net. You want to look for the best uprights out there for doing both carpet and bare floor, as well or better than any canister. Look for this R25 series by Ricar that David's been talking about.
Yes. When we left off, we were talking about this new line, the R25 made by Ricar. Again, made in the United States, super fine product. The other thing you'll notice, you know, uprights have always gotten a bad rap, but unfortunately, rightly so,
yes,
about getting up under things. That's why another reason why someone would go to a canister, because you could get up under beds and tables and things like
yes
that. Well, when you look at this machine, it is the lowest profile mm-hmm vacuum I've ever seen. When you lay it down, it lays all the way flat, but even over many canisters, it's still probably 3.5 inches from the carpet up if you lay this thing flat. So you really got a lot of things you can get under.
Yeah,
with that.
Think of the toe kick area of the kitchen cabinets, which
yeah
is a constant complaint, even for canisters, because they can be so bulky.
Well, and yes, the nozzle housing, the mm-hmm part that would actually go up under the recessed area, it absolutely fits under there, no problem
yes
at all. So again, just like it's really a canister in an upright form. Again, with the kind of technology that it can handle everything for you, so that you can't hurt the machine in any way, shape, or form. And then I'll add to it at the prices again, all cheaper than Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
These machines we equip with a service plus warranty. Again, that is so unique. Everyone else, if they bought this machine out in California, they would get a vacuum with anywhere from a 3 to a 5 year warranty. And the warranty, which would be a great warranty for anybody else,
yes,
you know, in outside of Mobile and Baldwin counties. Anybody else, they would get a machine, they would get this warranty, and if something breaks, it would be taken care of.
Yes.
But we wanted something much more than that. We don't want you to wait and say, okay, well, if it breaks, at least it'll be taken care of. No. A 3 to 5 year service plus warranty means no matter what, once each year of the warranty, you bring the machine in, we will change all the filters, we will take it completely apart like we do all of our repairs anyway, we clean it from top to bottom. We want this machine running at peak performance all the time. You know what? If you don't care about peak performance, my goodness, you go buy a vacuum anywhere and you do what lots of people do. You run it till it's not picking
yes
up worth a flip anymore, or it's broken, and you throw it out in the yard and you go buy another one. And you don't, since you're not keeping it on a ledger, you don't really realize how much you're spending on vacuums.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to buy this once and we're going to take care of it.
Yes.
And that's what makes this machine so wonderful. Add to that, It's got 90 inches of suction. In our industry, we use a gauge called a water lift gauge.
Yes.
And many, many years ago, you had a tube, and you would put the hose on top of the water, and however high it pulled it was as inches of water lift.
Yeah, a little water tank.
And now they have a gauge to show that. Well, let me give you something to compare with. If you go out and buy a $2,000 Kirby, mm-hmm. right now, and a Kirby is a fine vacuum.
Yes.
Its suction is about 45 or 50 on that same gauge. A Rainbow vacuum, the newest, latest Rainbow vacuum, brand spanking new. You hook it up, you spend $2,800, and sure enough, it'll outpull just about everybody in the business. But its suction on that same gauge will pull about 70
yes.
on a gauge. Very good. If you came to my home with a Rainbow and I had a Hoover or a Dyson, it would blow them away.
Yes.
But then you take this Ricard R25 and you put it up to a gauge and it pulls 90 on that same gauge, you've blown away every single vacuum in the industry, really. So tons of suction power.
And you mix that up with the fact that it's vastly less expensive than those.
Oh, my gosh,
with
yes.
a far better warranty that is covered by us, which cannot be duplicated anywhere in the world.
Yes, and I'm going to give you the price range. It's from $399 to $699. And I'll go ahead and tell you, everywhere on websites, anywhere you go, it starts at $499.
Yes.
So a fine product, a fantastic price when purchased from us. You'll get to try it, and I don't want you to fool around. I want you to compare it to the Bissell Crosswave, which we keep in our
yes,
store,
indeed.
To the Dyson vacuums, to the Shark. Nothing against them, but we're in a whole different area when people are looking for the best stuff that's made. And then after you've tested it and you've tried it, we assemble it for you. And you'll take it home, you'll use it, and then you know what? Whether it's 6 months, it's totally up to you. Or whether it's a year and a half or exactly at a year, you'll drop it off again. We won't ask you to prove anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just drop it off, tell us what it's doing, and when do you need it back? We will handle all that for you. So, again, go to our website. It is aavacuum.net and look up the Ricard R25 series. But, hey, while you're looking, look at the rest of our Service Plus vacuums. Look at our Infinity vacuums. They'll all be on that website.
Yeah, cleaning ladies, take a double take of those. That's perfect
Boy,
for you.
Boy, isn't that the truth? That is a vacuum they can buy and bring it by and service as often as they want, any time they want.
That's
so
it.
The Infinity line is also a fantastic line. On that note, we only got about 30 seconds or so left. I do want to, you know, we sell a lot of products to get rid of odors,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is a product we call Quick Away, which is fantastic,
yes.
and our customers have been buying it forever. But we also have an additional product called Odor Control Solutions. I want you to keep that in mind. Two great products that eliminate all odors in any fabric whatsoever.
Yes.
And we just got this stuff in, and it is just a fantastic product.
Especially you pet lovers. Y'all are going to love that stuff.
Absolutely. On that note, Tone, that's Dad. He's going to end this show for us.
As he should.
As he should. And we will be back next week. Thanks so much for everybody listening. And Mr. Andrew Norris, I want you to continue being our number one hero and customer.
And bring your friends.
Hey, and let's make 2020 a super clean year.
Super clean. Yeah, life's messy. Clean it up.
That's right.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world. The world he left behind. Not so long. Said he's going back to a simpler place.